Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah. Stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. We got Doc B in the building.
What's good, man? It's good to be here, man.
And we got my co-host for the day, Darren, in
yes,
the building.
Yes, sir. I'm in here. I ain't going nowhere.
Hey, look, before we get back to DT, I want to get the town on the line. The town been waiting to chime in on the Milwaukee music scene. How you doing, town?
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, wow. I appreciate your patience. There was a lot
delay.
Going on.
That was a big delay. Okay. Go ahead, boss. What up, town?
I ain't tripping. I'm giving y'all time to talk, though. Hold on. Let me get it right, though. Doc B's in the building.
Oh, Doc B in his room? Doc B in his room? I love it. What's up, man?
Hey, brother grew up on that, though. And, you know, I'm going to give you your props, your flowers right now. You was a Middletown legend, for sure.
Appreciate it.
Love on that one. Hey, what I want to talk about is, though, that number one, 1.1, we the only place left for, to get the new talent. They went to the South. They already went to the West. It started in New York. You know, now it's really, really our time. You know, now with that being said, you know, it's going to be a lot of, you know, like Dr. B was alluding to, a lot of people coming out here trying to sign these people up, trying to give them in dirty deals or whatever like that. This is what I ask for the older generation. The older generation of rappers, the Dr. B's or what have you, you know what I'm saying? I let them young guys, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, give them a little bit of advice about how not to get played, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to these contracts or whatnot like that, or the inner workings of the music stuff, because y'all guys have valuable knowledge that the young kids, for any other reason, or whatever reason, that's not relevant right now, but y'all got the knowledge that they can use.
So I appreciate that. I'm with that.
They can have the best possible deal possible. You know what I'm saying? Instead of coming in as like, okay, you're new guys, and we're going to throw all this stuff on you that you can do, and you know what I'm saying? You got to climb out of that crap just to make a dollar or make profit or whatever, not like that. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to see you and raise the hand and say, I'm going to learn something from y'all because my social media game is kind of soft, and I can learn from – you know, I can learn how to go viral. I mean, I got good stuff, but who sees it? I'm like the tree in the forest. They don't hear me fall sometimes because they don't know what I do.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, oh, man, you here to pick up your grandson? I'd be like, no, I'm here to rock tonight. What's up, bro? You know what I'm saying?
That's a beautiful thing.
I'm still not. Oh,
that's
for sure.
That's a beautiful thing.
I'm trying to bring the village together. I'm trying. Tory Lowe in it.
Both the pieces.
Yes, sir.
Both of the pieces. You know what I'm saying? All we got to do is link it together. And you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not going to be telling what I do because it ain't even the time or place for that, though. But it's a lot of talent out here. You know what I'm saying? And don't get mad at these kids making the songs for their genre, because at the end of the day, the whole spotlight going to be on us. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't get mad at JB. And I'm not saying you. I'm saying the people that be hating or whatever like that, talking about the dancey dance songs or whatever like that. Let them do the dancey dance songs, because when the people come and the A&Rs and the secret A&Rs, you know what I'm saying, when they come around there and they see that, and then it might be something else on the side. It might be the next big thing.
I'm all about the balance, man. So, yeah, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
I appreciate you for tapping in, town. Let's get DT back on the lines. DT all the way in Dallas.
DT.
Ready to watch these Marquette Golden Eagles put it on.
Hey, let's go, Marquette.
We are.
Marquette.
We are. Marquette.
Absolutely, we are. Really quick, Doc B, again, I'm glad that people, because for me, I'm a Tory Lowe fan, and I know that Tory Lowe is, of all the radio personalities, is one of the, if not the number one show on the station. So much love to King Tory. I really appreciate, Doc B, you being on, because we don't have these types of legends like yourself. And what I really appreciate, and I may be a little bit biased, but I appreciate the fact that you're embracing that handsome young man that I created sitting next to you.
Hey.
And listening and having an exchange of perspectives, because what we don't see enough of is the cross-generational dialogue. And I don't mean like back and forth on social media. Mm. What I'm witnessing here is two black men that come from two different generations that, to your point, Doc B, can learn from one another. So, Tory, again, thank you so much for creating this type of exposure between a living legend, Doc B, what I hope will become another legend, my son, what y'all call him, DT 2.0? Don't tell him that.
2.0.
I want my own identity. But Darren, I'm so proud of you. You're doing wonderful. I love you. Keep it up. I'm going to get off of here and let you Kings continue doing what you're doing. But this is what the truth is all about. We got to keep having cross-generational dialogue, share perspectives, understand where we're coming from. So kudos to all y'all. I'm going to hang up. Get ready for go. Go Marquette.
What's up with Ernie? What's up with Ernie?
Ernie in the cut. He's chilling. He's asleep. I gave him a few snacks before I left. You know, I got to set him up for success. I'll be back in a minute.
All right.
Doc B.
We need to know.
Doc B, you know that's my granddog. So thank you for asking, because you know I love me some Ernie.
For sure. Love, DT.
Hey, look, love DT, that. Get back safe. We miss you. And be safe and have a great time. All right.
Love you back.
Okay.
I thought she went back to the festivity. Hey, all right. I appreciate you for tapping in. Hey, look, if you want to chime into the conversation today, 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Or you can hit us up on 1017 The Truth while we stream live in the chat. We got Doc B in the building, the legendary B-Boy production CEO, DJ, producer.
Hip-hop.
Doc B in the building.
414 representing, man.
And
standing
we got my co-host, Darren, DT 2.0.
Milwaukee, what you got to say, man?
You got your button all the way up to the top. Man, get loose, man. You all right? You good?
No, I'm straight.
This is just, man.
When I leave the house, I'm on my squares. So okay, you feel what I'm saying? I'm always on my squares.
I come from the ribbon school. We be ribbon, so yeah. Don't get mad. I got you. And DT, by the way, man, girl, great job. Cause when I met him, we met him, you know, in the control room, and everybody, we was respectful. He even gave me his chair, cause he had a chair there. He said, "Go ahead, man, you got it. You wasn't even tripping."
Hey, no doubt. So hold on, we got a caller on the lines. We got Curtis. Curtis has a question for Doc B. How you doing, Curtis?
I'm doing well, Tory Lowe. Thanks for having me on, brother.
Like Mayfield, baby. Go ahead, Curtis. What's good?
Hey, I called to give Doc B some flowers, man, because, you know, I'm around the same age as him. So I remember listening to MSOE as a kid.
WMSE.
Yo.
12-3.
Yeah. You and Smokin' Pacheech.
Ooh.
You know,
Two-Tone Tony Smokin' Pacheech. Yeah, we was killing it.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. My cousin, my best friend introduced me to that radio station, man, and we used to listen to it every time it came on, bro.
Man,
and I grew to love you and hip hop through that station, man.
Thank you.
And anytime I get a chance, if I know you somewhere and I can go, you know, sit for a minute and listen to you on the ones and twos, I'm gonna do that. You a Milwaukee legend, brother. I thank you for sharing your gifts with Milwaukee and the world, man.
Salute.
There's not enough accolades for you as a hip hop legend in this world, man. And I just want to thank you, man. And that's all I wanted to say, man, because, you know, you made my days a lot brighter listening to some of your mixes, man. If I could go back and find some of them mixes from MSC, man, I'm telling you, dog, they were just off the chain, man.
Thank you.
They just had us so hype, man.
And we played.
And that's all I want to say. Thank you.
That's love, man. Curtis. All right, man. Love, man. I hope I run into you out here.
Oh, I'm going to let you know when I see you, man, because I know you're still mixing up around town. So when I do, I'll come up and introduce myself, bro. Thank you.
I'm going to get my information later on, too. So, you know, get in there and text me up, man, for real. I still answer my own phone. Got No secretary.
Great. That's what's up.
Hey, I appreciate you for tapping in, Curtis.
Respect, Curtis.
I guess we got to get around to this Diddy conversation.
Hey.
Since you... In the game.
Hey, can I do a shout out to this concert I just saw of the New Schoolers?
Go right ahead.
All right, so I just saw this online. I saw the One World Music Festival with Chicken P, who used to be Lil Chicken.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
JP.
Okay.
414 Big Frank.
Okay.
OG Tweetsy gonna get a tribute. And OG and rest in peace to Big Tech.
And where is this at?
This will be why you do that? You know I ain't coming prepared.
I wanna say Miller.
I want to say it looked like let me see this. I mean, Riverside
Theater.
Riverside Theater. It'll be you're right, man. You're right. April 26th. Well, so hey, that's
what's
stuff.
Up. Hey, that's
you need
that's
a old, you need a DJ to play in between.
With the new.
You need a DJ to play in between. But hey. that's what I mean. And I put when I saw the JP, congratulations, I did say, does JP or Big Frank have a relationship with the DJs around town? I'll keep that same mentality. And I said it to the DJs, too. Do you know these cats?
Right.
Do you know these rappers? And what up, DJ? Man, the DJ got a name. What's up?
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? And the comedian got a name. And, the rapper, the artist got a name. So, yeah. Not to talk about our personal conversation.
Yeah.
Off the mic, I said, hey, your name is Darren. Do you got another name?
Or like
a
stage name.
And not a stage name. Yeah. And I say that because I want to give you your respect address you the way you want to be dressed.
For sure.
Because Jess Bree, that's how Jess Bree wants. She wants Jess Bree. So I'm not going to just call her Bree. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get that. And out of my mother.
That's some old school. That's old school. That's old school
she,
values.
She kind of got this platform for me right now. So I'm going to just DT 2.0 it. But, hey,
when you come up with
minute,
something else, then you switch.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
When you come on this podcast, you can hear up
the rest. Look, hey, real talk. 2 Chainz was T-Boy. I'm not going to say, he was T-Boy. Yeah, with a woman's breast. And Ludacris is like, dude, we can't market that. And he changed it to 2 Chainz. So his original, people change their name. Scratchmaster D was Scratchmaster D. And like you said.
When I was down in Atlanta in 2009 for the Hip Hop Awards, me and 2 Chainz, he wasn't 2 Chainz back then, but we got into it a little bit.
For real?
Because I called him Duffel Bag Boy. Because I didn't know his name. He wasn't famous. He was just he was Duffel Bag Boy.
I respect
that. Was
he had a whole album.
But the song was Duffel Bag Boy, so he didn't know what to call him.
Yeah, because I didn't know his name.
Because it was just, what was the name of that group?
Player Circle.
So
I knew it was Player Circles and Lil Wayne.
Right.
And then when I saw him when we was down in Atlanta for the 2009 Hip Hop Awards, I called him Duffel Bag Boy.
Right.
And we was in the elevator, and he was like, his name was T-Boy at that time.
Right, real
but
talk.
But it might have been the boy, Tory Lowe. It might have been the boy.
No, but that's what the name of the song was.
Yeah.
And nobody knew who he was.
We didn't know he wasn't the other guy.
Two Chainz we knew
only
right
knew
now.
Wayne. We only knew who Wayne was.
We knew who Wayne was.
We knew everything else. Yeah,
can't name the third member of Player Circle.
There was 3 of them. I thought it was just
two.
Player Circle was 2. And Lil Wayne was featured on the song.
Right. Right. So yeah.
I thought it was Lil Wayne song.
But whether it's right, like my man said, like Scratch was saying, whatever Milwaukee Black was saying, whatever your name is, I always do that with people. Now if I can't pronounce your name, then okay, then we can figure out something else. But you have a right to be, everybody has a right to be called who they are.
Right.
And that's the moral of the story.
So that's what I'm talking about.
That's
hey,
love.
Look, when we come back, I wanna get your
perspective.
On what's going on with Diddy.
I was about to say he had a lot of names.
And in love.
How many names love did Diddy go through?
Puffy.
Since we talking about names.
Well, every time how he needed to refresh, he had to refresh. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. We got Doc B in the building, and we got my co-host for today, Darren.
DT 2.0
in the building. Look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
What the fuck is that? That's how I step again.
This can only be the work of Dr. B.
Brewer season is finally here. And we want to celebrate the Milwaukee Brewers with you, Truth Nation. From now on through the end of April, we will be giving away tickets to cheer on the Brewers live from American Family Field. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game, you must download the 101 Truth app and be on the lookout for our weekly Brewers push notification. Play ball with the truth and go to Brew Crew by downloading 101.7 The Truth and looking for those Brewers push notifications. Also, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth proudly celebrates Women's History Month. Tune in all March as we celebrate the remarkable achievements of women throughout our history. Follow The Truth on Facebook and Instagram as our very own Carrie Noni will interview history makers and share inspiring stories of the excellence of our Black women. 101.7 The Truth celebration of Women's History Month is sponsored by the Milwaukee Police Department and Truth Nation. Join the Truth team Saturday, April 13th for our third annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup. We want you to go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up and volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who joins gets a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup.com to help beautify our city together. The Truth Community Cleanup is sponsored by Cousin Subs and Safe and Sound.
Man, I'll never be here when subs come through, man. Ooh.
Hey.
That be sound delicious. How? Brother Seabell, like, which one you want? You like, I already got a...
How?
Man, that'd be hilarious, though.
Hey.
Be like, Brother Z, which one you want? He's like, I just had to...
Right.
I was like, all right. He is not waiting.
How?
He's not waiting.
Yeah, that's all powerful. I can say.
Powerful. That's my favorite.
Hey.
Steak and cheese, though.
Now,
man, like lettuce, tomato, fried onion.
This is maybe, you know.
Better bread. Better subs.
I don't know. I don't know how deep your roots go in the industry, but you got some deep roots.
Word. I do. I always say I'm a square because I really don't smoke or drink. I like Coke, Sprite, Pepsi, lemonade, water.
So you only been on level one?
I only been on.
You ain't go to level two or three?
I don't want to tell.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I'm a Sagittarius, man. That's half hand, half horse.
I was going to say, I was definitely with you at Summerfest last year.
All right.
Come on now.
What is your opinion about dating?
Scorpio and Sagittarius, man. That's usually some sexual energy in there.
Oh, wow.
We the mind and the body. I'll just put it like that.
What is your opinion about what's going on with Diddy right now?
That's one of those, I hate this saying, but it's one of those, what's done in the dark comes to the light. And this is one I would say to my B-Boy Productions staff when we be talking. What's up, boss? My fault, waving at the people through the window. I'm sorry. But I always say, what you do is your resume. How you act and how you behave is your resume. And they come up to me now and tell me like, man, I know what you're talking about now. Meaning, so what you doing, how you treat people when the cameras aren't on, when nobody's going to catch you. So when your mom's give you that money and it didn't cost as much as she thought and you don't bring that change back, or your friend working,
right,
you got a discount and you don't even come back and offer to let her say, keep the change. Those little things add up on your integrity. And so I don't know what's up. But I do know this from friends in the industry. They have submitted beats to do, and somehow those beats end up coming out and they don't get the credit. That's how I've heard about him a few times. And it's very legitimate people who have told me that.
Doc B, is it fair to say that the chickens are coming home to roost?
I'm nervous about that just because how people treat us overall and how hard it is to get, but... If it kind of feels that way.
Okay.
It kind of feels that way. You know what I'm saying? But overall, I just want to see, I like to see a balance. I want to see people get justice if they're our victims.
Right.
So if they are victims, and then I want to see there to be some compassion. So like, I was one of the only ones, you know, I get a little verbose. I was one of the only ones who said when Bill Cosby kind of went down at first, after a while, y'all not even gonna check up on Bill Cosby? Y'all don't even care? Like, all the legendary stuff, all the HBCUs and all the donations and all the people that he inspired us from Fat Albert to A Different World,
right?
Mm-hmm. To seeing a lawyer and a doctor on TV, the way he changed the game, he tried to buy NBC. We going to throw that. I'm not saying don't punish him. I am saying he is a legend and he's one of ours. Mm. That's my son. That's my whoever. That's my dad. That's my friend. You know what? Let him pay his debt to society, but you ain't going to do this. And I'm saying we don't do that. We get into
it. We just throw him in the trash.
My friend would say, when you walk into a room and everybody's stepping on somebody, stomping on them, instead of you going, hey, what are y'all doing? You just start stepping on them too because you don't want to be that person on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's I'm careful not to do that too quickly before I get more information. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
Do you feel that way about all the celebrities when these things happen, like R. Kelly? Because they make it seem like we the face of this stuff, but we really not.
Right.
We really mimicking people from other different races that they've observed, and then they try to think that they can do the same thing and get away.
Right, for sure. I mean, hey, you didn't, yeah. With Kel's the same thing, although I do still play his music.
Right.
But, you know, so, and I think there's a little bit of, who's the one? What's the one with the? You say you the girl. The girl. He had the thing. You sound the
Aaliyah.
No. It was like the one track. You better be careful what you say to me. She put her daughter.
I forgot her name.
Her niece is the
Sparkle?
One. Sparkle. So she was talking crazy on the what you call it, right? So. Her niece is the one that allegedly got urinated on.
Right.
So she talking crazy, talking slick, talking whatever, and then saying she did it on her own. But, like, if you know this about this dude, you just got through saying the wife, you know, the wife is up being held hostage. She got to ask permission to come out and use the bathroom. Right. So why is you even letting
your
niece? Why is your
niece
over there? Oh, but she came back without my knowledge. I'm like, yeah, but why are you sending them
over there to Flavor Camp?
My man. I'm just saying.
Hey,
I'm just saying. Jeffrey Dahmer got a babysitting or a cookbook. You ain't finna follow it.
Especially if you know what's the secret recipe. Hey, look, we got some callers on the line. Got Eddie on the lines. Eddie, you on the new 101.7 The Truth? Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, everybody. Happy Friday to you. How are you?
Friday.
Friday's Thursday.
It's Thursday, boss.
Today's Friday.
White privilege.
It's Thursday.
Hold on. He might have white privilege. Hold on. Let's check his white privilege.
Hey, look.
It's going to be Thursday.
I think Eddie been painting. I think you've been out there painting and smelling the fumes, Eddie.
Yeah, sniffing the fumes, right? Yeah, we get an extra day. It's part of our privilege package.
Hey.
Oh, good Friday coming.
What's going on, Eddie?
First of all, I'm going to ask two questions. Let's not get wrapped up in the first question, but... what are your folks doing? What are you folks doing about, I know, the folks at The Truth at 101.7 believe in diversity.
Did you read the pamphlet? What's going on?
No, I've been on the show for going on 3 years, Tori.
By the fact that we let you on, that's the diversity.
Well, you have to.
People from all different cultures and backgrounds call in, Eddie.
I understand, but I am the Caucasian caller. Let's be honest.
Here we go.
Okay, now, Tori.
You up there. You're on the top. You're in the top five.
Thank you. Yeah, the top. So the thing about this is, what are you folks doing to reach out to young Caucasian males who want to have a career in rap? Maybe somebody's talented, and you see the talent in this young Caucasian, and you might want to reach out to him and help develop him. Is there any of that going on?
Yeah, of course. If you were looking at TikTok, there's even a white girl rapper in the mix with Big Frank, and they promote another white rapper. If you're on TikTok and you're seeing what's going on with JP and Big Frank, you see whites in the mix doing songs all the time. Hispanics, all of that.
I look at it
and
like.
And then there's this.
Oh, okay. Can I answer that, please? I look at it like most of the other cultural things that we create, and hip hop is something we definitely created from nothing. We tap into light poles to get electricity to do block parties. We take two records that don't have any instrumental and play the instrumental part before the vocal to create a rap instrumental beat. And then what happens is, with most things like jazz and everything else, Caucasians and others snatch our stuff up and own it. So it's on you guys to knock on our, knock on our doors. We let you in, Eminem.
And plus, you got Island Boys. Wasn't that your group? Wasn't you a big fan of the Island Boys? Island Boys.
That's funny. Beastie Boys is one of my favorite groups. Me and Sherwin used to argue over that.
No, but Eddie is a fan of the Island Boys.
The Beastie Boys are horrible?
No. The Island Boys. I'm not a fan of the Island Boys.
Hey,
you got all.
I don't know much about the rapping music. Okay, so I do have something else to say, Tori.
Go right ahead.
And it isn't about rapping.
Hurry up.
You know this whole P. Diddy thing. Okay, it just seems like. Everybody was a part of this. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's, buyer's remorse. And they might have felt bad, after the fact that they were a part of this. They were embarrassed or humiliated or felt used or whatever it may be. But they were a part of it. They were a party to the crime, to this stuff. And I can't believe some of this stuff took 25 years to come out, and they're all victims now. But they were still going to the parties, still benefiting from his finance. Still rubbing elbows with all his friends. I mean, it's obvious what's going on. This is a witch hunt is what it is.
Mm. And it's bigger than Diddy. It goes up higher.
It's like a raid. Every man and woman for himself at that point.
Well, trying to see, does it go all the way up to the real executives that is behind it too as well? I'm just waiting for those names to come out. But like Epstein, they never released all the names in the book.
Oof.
We still ain't seen all of these people who's a part of this circle. They just try to stop it at one person. But if it's worth $1 billion and these people are worth billions of dollars, where are all the people?
They might be working on some other ones and they want them to flip. And they waiting for them to flip.
Black Country.
They waiting for the flip.
You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Eddie's gone.
Oh. Yo, so I got to make this real quick because I know y'all doing another segment. Eddie, I answer your question. What we do with European young rappers? Why don't we send them to P. Diddy to audition? Second of all,
Justin Bieber.
Hey, Justin Bieber started off, and he's like, "No, I don't want to go back."
Black Conscious, what's your other name? Listen. What's that other name, Black Conscious? Don't you got another name too?
Najoya.
I like that. Respect, boss. Go ahead.
So listen here, real quick. Epstein is not dead. He had enough influence and power that they gave him that little pill that makes you dead, and he off, because that's why the list didn't come out, because there's too many people in there that would have went down. That's why they couldn't put the list out. Yeah. Have you noticed they ain't had no funeral for him? There was no funeral service for him. No one.
That is suspicious. That is
right out of here.
That's a suspect. It's suspect.
It wasn't a funeral.
It's suspect.
No, he was just dead, and that was it. That's because he had one of them little CIA pills that can make you seem dead for a few minutes. They take you off. That's real life. And then they bring you back to life, but you can't never bring your face. You got your little money over Switzerland, so you got your little secret banking account. So that's that. Now,
wow.
The brother said it earlier. We need to stop holding these celebrities to almost godlike standards because they are human and they have stuff that they do that they've been doing, but it's only been kept because of the money and influence that they have. But when these come out, don't be surprised. They're human. They put on their pants just like we do. And they have desires just like some of us do. They just got a little bit more means of getting an extra desire of their choice, and then it feeds it to a problem. Live righteous, Milwaukee. Love, brothers.
Respect. Respect, boss.
Hey, look. Well, I appreciate you, Doc B, for coming through.
Love, man.
Pow!
Thank you, Doc B.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, look.
Once a month, something like that. Listen to that. Milwaukee, man. Yes, Milwaukee sir. Music.
Aaron in the building.
DT 2.0.
Big ups to Big Jam, Ben Jammin. I'm inspired by the Ben Jammin Milwaukee Spotlight. So
that's what I'm talking about.
I bring
about.
Some old school in. Old school, new school.
Hey, look.
And I even got an Ice Moan new record, but I don't know. Maybe we could play that on the way, With Ice Moan and the Ying Yang Twins.
Load that Ice Moan up.
And Kane from the Ying Yang Twins. They got a new one. King of
Doc
the Clubs.
B, I'm going to give you the last words before we run the break, and I appreciate you for coming through. Hey, look, I'm waiting on the next Doc B spotlight.
Respect. Thank you. No doubt. Big ups to my mentor, Grandmaster Flash, nationally and locally, Ernie G, and all other old school giants. I stand on the shoulders of giants. I think I'm number one right now. I don't think nobody can touch
you
me.
You feeling like Muhammad Ali?
I feel like I'm the greatest to ever do it, but I didn't do it on my own. I didn't get here by myself like Obama said. Get at Doc B 24/7, DocBMKE.com. That's the website. And then my number's right there. No secretary, straight to me. Mm-hmm. I got Ice Moan, the new one, King of the Clubs, even though that's new DJ New Style's moniker too. But him and Kane from the Yin Yang Twins.
Okay.
Clean version.
That's a new song?
It's a new song.
Let's
new
check song. It out.
What you got? What you got? Brother Z.
Oh, we gotta do it after break. We late.
Okay. Oh, we gotta do it after break.
I'm gonna take the headphones off.
Truth Nation, we'll be back with more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Pop a band on demand. Get you a lap dance. Chill for the strip. Strip for the peso. Broad only move if the dollar make a say go. Looking for that hay or do it till I say so. King of the club, he's the queen of the shake joint. Hitting that with your pocket till he hit a break point. I like a mate, made like the mafia, not like no housekeeper. It's so much money, I call a street sweeper, night creeper.
Woo! Ice Moan with Kane from the Yin Yang Twins. King of the Clubs, new song. That's the Shorty Thick. That's a bump, D-bump, D-bump. Shorty Dick in the mug. That's dude. Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Hey, is that out now on YouTube?
He put it out now. Yeah, he putting it out there. He giving it to all the DJs right now.
Okay.
What? He giving it to all the DJs. So now we spread the word for him.
That's what's up.
Like cool minions.
He better make a TikTok.
Never lie.
Hey, you ain't right. He using Facebook. He using the internet.
Hey, you better get a dance and get some TikTok.
Tap in.
It's a balance.
This the new era. You got the promotion. Got to come with some reels.
It's a balance. You ain't wrong.
Hey,
you ain't wrong. I'm behind.
Well, I appreciate you for introducing that to us.
Appreciate it, no doubt. You're welcome.
Hey, joining us on the lines is Justice Wisconsin Advocate and Author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute King, all as well.
Hey, look, we got some guests in the building. We got Doc B in the building, and we got Darren in the building.
What's going on?
Salute.
Scorpio, Sagittarius, still your neighbor. Hi.
There you go with that zodiac. Take it easy, Doc B.
I'm about to tap out. I'm tapping out. I'm going to let y'all have it.
Hey, say less.
Hey, Elizabeth, I wanted to get your take on when we talk about the youth and that we talk about arts. Arts has actually been a conversation that they bring up as far as when NPS talk about they want more money, arts, music, and things like that. But, you know, when we talk about the youth, are we really providing the knowledge and the information that's truly needed for them to succeed?
Hell no. Hell to the no. We not. You know, when you think about, you know, again, that's the mission statement that they want, you know, art and things like that when it comes to these children. But at the same time, when you think about where they reading at, you know, the reading level, we talk about basketball and we talk about all of these other things, which if they're reading at a fourth grade level, they're building prisons due to these testing scores. So to have art and all of these extracurricular things when we can't even get them to learn the basics, you know what I'm saying? Like that reading, math, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how do you jump from what the basics is because you're failing there and then, you know, push this ideology that, you know, they need art. Do our children need that? Yes. But again, the foundation of the education has to be built first. Because what do it mean to say we're going to give them art and we're going to give them music in the grades when it comes to what we would call basic education is not there? Again, this opens our children up to be misled by the images that is put forth before them. When we talk about especially black youth, the goal to become a basketball star, a rapper. The ideologies of all of these movies, music, what they push to poor children. You know, again, a child with a fourth grade reading level is easily manipulated to believe the illusions. They're not going to think for themselves. They don't have the ability. They don't have a leg to stand on to speak for themselves. They know that an individual with a fourth grade education can be misled into believing whatever somebody else who has a higher education puts before them. That becomes law for them if they only have the ability, you know, to think on a fourth grade level. Somebody who's reading at a 12th grade level can spin these individuals.
Right.
You understand? To believe whatever they want them to believe, which is going to mislead them again to believe that they need to do certain things, like going into the executive suite with Diddy to get on, to secure the bag.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? To go into these rooms of other individuals who got the chains and the bins in the MTV cribs. And in reality, find out when they do pick the door, what they had to lose to get there is really not worth it. But again, when we're talking about the education level of our children and how they put these mission statements in the front of us, we can no longer go off of the mission statement. The facts of the matter is the fact that our children are reading below where they're supposed to be. The test proves that they continue to build prisons. These prisons for our youth are not rehabilitating our children. They're doping them up, sending them back out here with a fourth grade education, which guarantees them to go back to the prison system that is producing or receiving $1 million a head for each child, because again, these prison systems is privately owned and it's like a hotel. You want to keep the beds full. How do you do that? You perpetuate the same ideologies.
Mm.
Get out, fourth grade education. You can't get a job because, again, you've been labeled. So you come back out into the streets, and now you're battling with the same people that look like you for the crumbs that's on the street, which we know poverty leads to what? Criminality.
And they're saying that.
Which is where else you're going.
They're saying that nearly 16,000 students have been suspended in Milwaukee public schools so far this year. But black students make up 80% of the suspensions.
That part, on top of the fact that now they're saying it's up 6.9% this year in 2024.
Mm.
Okay, and we know that the pandemic, the damage that done, our kids was already behind, you know, sports-wise and everything else. So here you have these individuals who are requesting more money from the people, saying what it is that they need to sustain the broken system as it is. They haven't went to the drawing board and seen, because, again, NPS enrolling has declined. And we understand why, because they're failing. However, they haven't went to the table to see, because they're trying to uphold these broken systems. The schools that are declining needs to be shut down. You understand? And that money needs to be put where it's supposed to be put, to benefit our children. But not only that, we need some statistics on the last $87 million that we approved. Where did it go?
Mm.
Who got paid? And prove to us that our children are getting smarter, because just on that article that you just spoke about the suspensions, if they're being suspended, they're not being educated. So I don't care what music class you have. If they're being suspended, how are they getting the music class too?
We got Darren in the building, DT's son. Darren, want to ask you a question?
Yeah, I'm kind of going to play devil's advocate right now. I want to get to the original question of the schools not providing that money for the arts, you know. And I bring that up because certain students, certain kids, they learn through different mediums. And I feel that we do got to keep that in mind, because the same way, you know, a student isn't experiencing or getting the option to experience certain arts. They're able to go play basketball. They're able to go play sports. They're able to go do other things. And I know quite a few people who play sports. They whole high school, middle school, elementary, and they're not that good at math. They don't know how to count their money. They don't know how to do those things.
Correct.
And I just want to advocate for the students that, hey, It's a couple people out here that made it musically. It's a couple people that made it out here,
but they don't know how to read the contract.
And they don't know how to read it. And I really say that 360.
That deal that never ends and they wind up broke. You can be the devil advocate for that, but in reality, even the ones that did do well in school and did get the contract still die broke, especially when they look like us. When we look at P. Diddy, we look at Kanye West. You understand what I'm saying?
No, you're completely right. But when do we take out that how many people they uplifted on the way and impacted? Because there was a couple of those people that was listening to Kanye's album or was listening to DMX album, and we know how terrible DMX was with his money, but they lit something.
They still like the prayer.
Exactly.
Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yo. I go by the name of Pharrell from the Neptunes. And I just want to let y'all know
I'm your pusher. The
world. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. It was a lot going on.
I mean, as always, King, it's always a lot going on. You know, it's Milwaukee, but not only that, we in America in a trying time. The bottom line is, you know, we can no longer just throw money. The reality of money and where it's getting individual, especially when it comes to our children, no matter how much money you throw at them, if they don't have the basic necessities, the love, the support, the integrity, when we're talking about schools, of course, they're supposed to be art because, again, there's more good children than there are, I would consider, that's troubled, you know. But in reality, with the monies that's been given, we have nothing to show for it, especially when it comes to the Black community. And the bottom line is, until we build the foundation correctly, the house don't stand a chance. Period.
I agree. And many times I always tell people, you got to understand the agenda that the money is backing. And many times once you do a little digging, you'll find out that agenda wasn't supposed to benefit us at all. But I think that we don't look at the root ideas that are motivating, you know, where they're trying to place the money, where they're trying to position the money. And we continue to pour money into something that may have a hole in it. So if the agenda is not to really truly get the work done, we won't see no results. And that's what people are complaining about. They're not seeing any outcomes either way.
Not only that, I mean, when you think about money and everybody who's talking about we need money to do this, that's just like, you know, the so-called misleadership of Milwaukee. They have all the money. They have all these programs. There are all these churches and nonprofits. But Tory Lowe doing all the work with no money. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey.
You have the results with no money.
Preach.
You understand what I'm saying?
Preach.
So when you go to really thinking about it, we got to move away from materialism and make us understand that people make money. Money don't make people. You understand what I'm saying? When you find a value in yourself, then you no longer fall for the fool's gold. And because the people that's really working not getting paid, and the people that's getting paid not working. So,
hey, I would love to pull up in one of them Mercedes at the school board.
Hey, they hating on you, fam. It ain't gonna happen.
Hey, drive some of these parents up there. Hey.
Hey, quit falling for the losing. The people that's really working is suffering, and the ones that's not working is half on a vacation.
You understand? They hours is cut off. You can't call the mayor. You can't call, you know what I'm saying, none of these individuals who really getting the money. Where is, you know, the so-called head of the public school? Mm. Nowhere to be found. Again, proven that those that are really doing the work, not the millionaires, we the ones that out here just doing the work.
Mm.
So,
you said a mouthful. Hey, I'm speechless. Hey, I'm good. All right, I appreciate you for tapping in, Queen, as usual, being on the front lines. That's it's a lot of work to do,
salute
Queen.
Salute to you.
Thank you,
salute
Elizabeth.
Salute to Darren. Salute to Brother Z. One love.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Tyler, from 104, let's get it.
And look, all right, Darren.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for standing in there with me, co-hosting the show today.
Man, thank you. I appreciate you having me in. Whenever you need me to step in again, you know my hours, dog.
Hey. All right, Truth Nation, look. You know I love you. Be safe. Dr. Ken Harris up next. Even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys. I'm rapping around the world for.